The recession has bankrupt companies and impoverished states, and there are still staggering numbers of unemployed adults.
But consider this. Before the recession began, more than a million children were living in poverty.
So that's a real kind of warning signal for us, especially since we are fully expecting that when the Census Bureau releases more up-to-date data on child poverty later this year, the child poverty rate is likely to climb above 20%.
That's Laura Beavers of the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
One job for every five people that need work, and the result, one out of every five children living below the poverty line. For adults, there's always another job interview or another quarterly earnings report. But if you're a kid, you only get one chance at age 10.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 28th.
One in five.
That is an amazing, amazing number.
Well, it's the Annie E. Casey report on counting kids, poverty in America. We're going to talk about it. Some voices behind those statistics in just a moment. But let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. 100 days into the Gulf oil leak. 11 workers were killed. You'll recall when the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded. Up to 184 million gallons of crude has since spilled into the sea. Sentiments like this along the Gulf are common.
Every day it's getting worse and worse.
Just another day, and looking forward to a day where we can have some kind of normalcy.
I wonder if 100 days ago we would have even reported this story. Possibly it's the fact that we're paying much more attention to this. A tugboat hit a wellhead in a Louisiana bay, shooting a toxic mix of oil and natural gas into the water there. Boat Captain Clifford Montesino saw the 100-foot-high geyser from across the bay.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it happened again. Here we go again. Here's another one.
Officials say the spill created a mile-long slick. Again, bad luck, or are we paying more attention to this kind of thing? In Battle Creek, Michigan, 800,000 gallons of oil spilled into the Kalamazoo River after a pipeline there failed. Residents are calling it a smaller version of what's happening in the Gulf.
It's a cause for alarm, and you know we need to definitely pay attention to that.
We saw the plumes of oil and the slicks going through.
It was very overpowering. We have a Michigan basement, and it gets water up off the groundwater.
The Kalamazoo River drains into Lake Michigan.
There's growing opposition about House Democrats to the war in Afghanistan. 102 Democrats broke ranks. They voted against funding President Obama's troop surge. Congressman James McGovern of Massachusetts was among them.
We're told that we can't afford to help states keep cops on the beat or teachers in the classroom. But today we're asked to borrow another $33 billion for nation building in Afghanistan.
Despite the opposition, the bill passed, though. And a vote on campaign finance reform could come up short. In fact, Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would impose new restrictions on campaign spending by special interest groups. Yesterday's test vote fell three votes short.
Passions ratcheting up as the clock ticks down to Arizona's new immigration law that takes effect tomorrow. Here's Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer.
Well, the bottom line is that the Senate Bill 1070 absolutely mirrors federal law, and we are being invaded by illegal immigration in the state of Arizona, and this is another tool.
That's Governor Brewer speaking on CNN. The police chief in Phoenix says he's made room for an outdoor jail for all the illegal immigrants he plans to round up in the coming days. Protests and marches are planned across the state.
The new report says child poverty is on the rise in America. The study looked at data from 2008. It shows a million more children were living in poverty than in 2000. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. In the meantime, let's look at the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are down, though. The Dow will start at 10,537. The S&P at 1,113. The NASDAQ at 2,288. So throughout this morning, we're continuing this conversation about race and athletics. Can races do certain things better than others? Is it racist even to study the question? Go to our website, find out more about it, and weigh in at thetakeaway.org.
Also, we're going to talk deficit with Republican Senator Judd Gregg. He joins us in a half hour.